Zok the Mishnah Vayit, Masech the Shabbos, Perig Yud Aleph, Mishnah Vayis. Ketza, how does this work? These are the Rabbanan who are asking the question. The Rabbanan want to explain to us the halacha, when you throw something on your potter, and when if you either throw something or pass something, you would be chayiv. The Mishnah illustrates the following case. Shtei gizust trois. We have two porches. Zu keneged zu. One opposite the other one, b'rishus harabin. Right? Try to imagine. There's a rishus harabin in the middle. House on one side, house on the other side. Porch on one house, facing the rishus harabin. Porch on the other side, facing the rishus harabin. And you're waving. You're standing on your porch and you're waving at your friend who's standing on the other porch. And then you decide to either throw or pass something to him. Now these porches themselves, they are a rishus hayachid. So I either throw or pass. Let's say your friend says, you have a Mishnah Brura, or you have a broom, I have to clean up. And you forgot that it's Shabbos, you've gotten now let it pass, and you either passed it or threw it to him. From your porch to his porch, with the rishus harabim down below, which is not a good idea anyway. Chas v'shalom may fall and hurt someone, but this is what he did. The din is, hamoishit, if someone passes, vazarik, or throws something, mezulazu, from the porch on one side of the street to the porch on the other side of the street, potter. Why is he potter? Zakta batanura, because we don't find throwing or passing by the malacha of the Mishkan between one rishus hayachid and another rishus hayachid, with the width of Rishus HaRabim in between the two. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, what is the din if Hayashtayin, if both porches were Bidiyoita Achas? You and your friend both live on the same side of the street. And the two porches, which are Rishus HaYachid, that protrude from the walls of your houses, of your homes, are side by side. He is your neighbor, your next door neighbor, that's side by side. But the two porches aren't mamish connected. There's a porch, empty space, which is over the Rishus HaRabim, and another porch. And you pass or throw something to your friend. Zok the Mishnah again, Hayishtein, if both porches were b'diyoita achas, if both were on the same row, so here it depends whether you passed it or threw it. Hamoishit, if someone passes it, so he's passing from one Rishus HaYachid to the other with Rishus HaRabim in the middle, chayiv, he is chayiv, v'hazorik, if he throws it, he's potter. Now, we understand why if he throws it, he's potter. It's over 10 tefachim from the ground. And we don't find throwing from one Rishus HaYachid to the other Rishus HaYachid through a Rishus HaRabim in the Mishkan. However, we do find passing from one Rishus HaYachid to the other with a Rishus HaRabim in the middle in the Mishkan. And that's the reason HaMoshet, if you pass it from these porches that are side by side, Chayiv, but Vazarek, if you throw it, you're potter. The reason you would be chayiv, shekach hoisa avaydas ha-leviyim. This was the avayda of the Leviyim. Now, where did the Leviyim do this? Where did they pass something from one Rishus HaYachid to the other? And there was a Rishus HaRabim in the middle. Well, Zakta Mishnah, shtei agalis, you have two wagons, zuachazu, one after the other one. One wagon, behind it another wagon. And Rishus HaRabim, they're in the Rishus HaRabim. Now, the wagons themselves were Rishus HaYachid. As long as you have an area that's wide, 4x4, and the walls come up, 10 tefachim, so the wagon is Rishus HaYachid. They would pass the krashim, as they were taking apart the Mishkan, they would pass the boards, the krashim, the halige krashim of the Mishkan, from one wagon to the other. So they would pass it from one Rishus HaYachid to the other Rishus HaYachid over a Rishus HaRabim. So again, this was the avoid of the Leviim, shtei agolos, two wagons, zuachazu, one after the other, one b'rishus harabim. Meshitin, they would pass hakroshim, the boards, mezulazu, from one to the other, avolayzarkin, but they never threw it. Matanura explains it would have been impossible to throw the krashim, because they were very, very heavy. Some say even if they were strong enough to be able to throw the boards, they would have never done it, because of the kavod that you have to have for the krashim of the Mishkan. Vayter zakta halige Mishnah, chulias habar. Suppose we have a bar, a pit in the ground. Now, if you dig a pit, a lot of times around the pit, you have like a mountain of earth. That's from the earth that you dug up with the shovel. So our Mishnah wants to tell us a chiddush. Let's say the bar is deep 7 tefachim. But this like ring around the top of the bar of the earth comes up another three tvach, and we connect it to when we say this is a Rishus HaYachid. So Chulyas HaBar, so the bar in this mountain of earth around and around, Vahasela, or a rack, let's say, Shein Gvoyin HaSara, that are high 10, V'rach Ben Arba, and wide 4. HaNoitil Mehen, V'HaNoisin Al Gaban, if you take from it, or you place something on top of it, meaning you took from it and put it into Rishus HaRabim, or you lifted it from Rishus HaRabim and put it on top of one of these things, Chayiv Yod B'Chayiv, because for all practical purposes, you just carried from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, or from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Pachus Mekain. But if you added up the height of the stone, or the height of the bar, including the earth that surrounds it, the banks that surround it, and you don't have 10 Tvachim, so then it's not a Rishus HaYachid. Rather, would have a din of a karmelis, and memela he would be potter on a carbon chatas. Okay, let's quickly chazer over what we learned in this Mishnah. If your friend lives across the street, and you throw or pass something from one porch to the other, you are potter. We don't find in the Mishkan that they passed anything in this way from one side of the Rishus HaRabim to the other side of the Rishus HaRabim. But if your friend lives side by side with you and you pass or throw something from your porch to his porch and there's a space in the middle, you're over the area of the Rishus HaRabim. So then as if you pass it, you're chayah, but if you throw it, you're potter. Because we find by the Levim that the wagons were parked one in front of the other and they would pass the carriage back and forth. We don't find that they passed it from one side of the street to the other, only when the wagons were on the same side of the Rishus HaRabim. And we know when they passed it from one wagon to the other, they only passed it, they never threw it, because it was very heavy, it was hard to throw, and also because of the covet of the Krashim. Incidentally, how many wagons were there? There were four wagons, and they were lined up in two piers, one pier behind the other.